Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 47. Satan accuses, the angel of the Lord vindicates. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Satan could not tell the truth if he tried, and unless your sins had been forgiven, he never would bring them up, because he would be afraid that you would confess them, and they would be forgiven. Well, another query, I don't know, perhaps it is not Satan, perhaps it must be God. No, it is God who justifies. If God justifies, he cannot condemn. He shows us our sins and we confess them and give ourselves to him, and he justifies us. Therefore, when he justifies, who is there who can condemn? Satan. If we would only give more credence to God's truth and less to Satan's lies, it would be better for us. Don't you see there is not a possible loophole left for discouragement? It is the Comforter who convicts of sin, so he comforts us in the very act of calling to our remembrance the wrongs that we have done. I will thank him for the comfort, and when Satan brings them up again, I will praise God again. We often hear the expression, if I can only get inside the gates of heaven, I will be satisfied. I'm so thankful we don't have to just get in as if we apologize for our presence after we were there. An entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.